This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight on this Thursday is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Chris, you have some, I guess, breaking news of sorts, to where there was something happened earlier today all across the country where people were being arrested.
Well, at least in New Hampshire.
And, you know, that's actually a daily occurrence, people getting arrested, but this is a little bit different.
Yeah. So we've got a local gentleman who was one of the first people on the ground at the Bundy Ranch, Jerry DeLamis, and he's head of the Rochester 912 group. I think he's the founder of that, very big in the Tea Party here in New Hampshire.
So for the people that may have forgotten what the 912 group was, because I seem to recall something about it six, 7 years ago and haven't heard anything since.
Yeah.
Remind people what the 912 group was?
Sure. 912 groups kind of came out of, I think, the Glenn Beck following. But it was, you know, basically, why can't we go back to how the country felt the day after 9/11, where there was this
The day after 9/11, where people were saying, let's just bomb everybody in the Middle East because we know somebody over there did something.
I think from their point of view, they were thinking about how the country finally bonded together and said, look, we've all got to get through this together. So different points
people.
Of view.
Well, we've got to come together and kill people.
And we need more security. We need to finally instate the Patriot Act. Make it
no freedoms.
No freedoms.
Have any freedoms because terrorist.
And everyone join the military.
And go kill people.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I'm not going to put words in the 912ers or thoughts in except to tell exactly what their mindset is. But what I will say is this, that on a lot of issues, these types of groups do definitely agree with libertarian points of view. They're very, very much opposed to, the NSA spying and warrantless searches and things like that. And there's going to be a whole host of issues that they disagree on. So immigration and things like that. Jerry's also was head of, or let me see, he was a co-chair of Trump's Veterans for Trump. So that's a little bit of background. But
wait. Is it Veterans for Trump or Trump's Veterans for Trump?
I think it's Veterans for Trump.
Oh, okay, because that would have been.
But I have to double check. But that's it in a nutshell. But as I started off with, Jerry was one of the first guys on the ground at the Bundy Ranch a couple years ago.
And he is also the husband of, I can't use one of the words that I generally use to describe this woman. Shall we say that she seems to be a few fries short of a complete Happy Meal, and the toy might be broken, and she's also a state representative here in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Tell us.
And I know Sue, and
so her name is Sue.
Yeah,
her name
and
is.
He's the husband of this state rep that is, you know, she is definitely outlandish, shall we say.
Certainly is, but also on some issues, like Second Amendment issues, and again, warrantless spying and things like that. She's been on the right side of things, in my mind. So, again, I'm not going to.
Well, a broken clock is right twice a day unless you're using 24-hour time, and then it's still right once a day.
There you go. Me, personally, I like to look for anyone I can ally with on particular issues. So, you know, we may disagree
I'm not saying that she can't be an ally on a particular couple of issues. I'm just saying the woman is crazy. Because, no, you laugh, but she's been a state rep for several years.
Oh, I understand.
And was recently on CNN saying, I never cared about politics until Donald Trump ran for president this year.
Yeah, that one's a little bit of a stretch.
Is it that you never cared about politics and someone dragged you kicking and screaming to the state house?
Yeah. And she also.
Are you a lying, conniving, crazy woman?
Daryl, I run for office every year. I hate politics.
But you pay attention to them.
Kind of. I read the newspaper every now and then. I listen to you talk every now and then. But no, generally, I don't want to have anything to do with it because I have better things to do with my life.
Right, and you've also not been an elected official for the last 6 years.
Okay, that's a good point.
All right. So maybe she was referring to national politics. I don't know, but this story is not about Sue DeLamis.
I'm just, you know, sort of painting the picture of we've got this state rep.
He's going on the warpath.
That has said he's taking some weird things. And her husband was involved in the Bundy Ranch thing, and the husband is who got arrested.
Yep. So, like I said, one of the first guys on the ground, he was one of those people that as soon as he heard about the Clive and Bundy situation with BLM showing up and saying, we're taking your cattle and things like that, he and I believe a couple people, one of them I know very well, hopped in the truck, loaded up, and headed to Nevada. And they were there on the ground. Jerry acted as, I think, after he had arrived there and had been there for a while, he was sort of base commander. So there was some organization there between all the different groups, and Jerry was sort of a head of security and base operations, I believe. But I'm just going to start off with this article to give everybody a little bit more background. Federal agents have arrested Jerry DeLamis, a local Tea Party leader, who stood with Clive and Bundy's armed resistance at his ranch in Nevada in 2014 in connection with the standoff and alleged assault. DeLamis is facing 9 federal charges based on an indictment brought in Nevada, including conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, threatening a federal law enforcement officer, assault on a federal officer, obstruction of justice, attempt to impede or injure a federal law enforcement officer, interference with interstate commerce by extortion, and several firearms charges, according to court records.
Okay, so go over those one more time slowly, and let's talk about each one of these charges.
Fair enough. The first charge: conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States.
So that is talking to people about possibly doing something that might be somewhere in these thousands upon thousands of pages of stuff. There are so many things in there. You know, technically, if I were to say, Conan, Chris, I've got a brilliant idea. Let's go to the beach. I'm going to be out of town this weekend, but when I get back late Saturday, let's go to the beach, Portsmouth, and at night, let's go collect some seaweed. Collecting seaweed at night in New Hampshire is illegal. We just talked about it, which means that, yes, that's conspiracy.
Yes.
So we were conspiring to commit an offense. That's what he did. He sat around and he talked about doing something that may or may not have had a victim. Next charge.
Yeah, it's pretty insane, and I'm trying to understand exactly who the United States are. I know what the United States is, but who is this person or persons?
Federal government. He did something that FedGov doesn't like.
I recognize that, but it was sort of for the people, by the people, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's the lie that they told people.
Yep, I'm telling you. All right. Threatening a federal law enforcement officer. So I suspect this comes from the fact that they were armed. If they were non-armed, unarmed protesters, none of this would have been a big deal because they wouldn't have been there for any amount of time.
You don't have to be armed to threaten somebody. If you are armed, then it's a more credible threat. We also don't know the specifics, so I'll withhold judgment on that second charge.
Assault on a federal officer.
Now, did any of this actually happen? I thought it was a peaceful event.
So this is where I start to have issues with, first of all, the New Hampshire union leaders reporting, and this is where this story is, this particular story, it's all over the news right now. But we'll get back to that in just a second.
Yeah, and if you know more about this, because one of the stories, or at least a headline that I saw, said that there were people arrested in several places, not just New Hampshire. So if you know any more about this, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The Thursday night edition in studio, it's Daryl, Chris, and Conan. And Chris, you've been telling us about some of the arrests that have happened all across the country. At least we know that there was an arrest in New Hampshire, and I saw a report of an arrest in, like, Arizona, or wherever the Bundy people happen to be living. One of the Bundys apparently arrested as well. So we're talking specifically about the guy here in New Hampshire, but if you have more details on this or, you know, bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free call-in line. And, of course, we also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. So, Chris, let's get back into the story.
Yeah, and I've seen reports, and I haven't found stories to back them up, that Davey Bundy, and I guess another Bundy brother or family member, and Mel Bundy may have been brought up too. I know that the union leader's article had a picture showing the front page of the indictment, which I can't seem to locate. Maybe somebody else has that out there and they can give us a clue where to find it. But it has, it looks like five, six, seven, eight names you can read, and many of these people were from Oregon when they rounded up everybody out there. It includes Cliven Bundy, it includes Jerry DeLamus, and it includes at least four names that are blacked out that you cannot read. So there's obviously more arrests coming. We were talking a little bit about the charges, kind of one by one.
Yeah. So the first charge was conspiracy to do something that FedGov doesn't like.
Yep, conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States.
The threatening. Second charge was threatening
a federal law enforcement officer. The third charge was assault on a federal officer, and this is why I want to see this indictment. I did not believe that there was any direct contact between the protesters and the BLM and other law enforcement agencies that were out at Bundy Ranch.
Maybe,
I mean,
maybe they're referring to their feelings that were hurt.
That could be it. Or maybe one of the protesters had attacked one of the BLM enforcers' taser with his chest. That happened before any of this really started. It all started with a video that came out when protesters started to show up, and they were just basically, you know, arguing with the BLM, you know, saying, why are you here? Why don't you just go home? The BLM somewhat holding their dogs back, but then starting to tase the protesters. And that was one of those, I think, pivotal moments in this whole story where it really flipped from protesters on the ground, neighbors and people that agreed with the Bundys, to, okay, we need to load up the trucks and head out to Nevada.
And as we know, at least here in New Hampshire, and this was probably a decade ago when this happened, there was some kind of incident to where a police officer and an activist were walking opposite directions down the sidewalk, and the police officer stepped sort of into the activist and brushed his shoulder and then arrested him and charged him with assault.
Right.
For the police officer walking into the activist.
Wasn't there a similar moment with the Robin Hooders and one of the parking enforcers where someone got too close and touched the
person? But they were not charged with assault. They weren't arrested for assault.
Yeah, but it was mentioned in court.
It's mentioned during the civil suit of this is why we need the thing, but they never. Let me sort of, you know, pause here for a moment to say, if you're going to bring something up in a civil suit and you want the judge to believe it, press charges for whatever the offense was that you're bringing up in the civil suit that's not related to the damn civil suit.
Right.
If you're saying he assaulted me, but there's no police report and there's no charge in court anywhere, then I'm not very likely to believe you.
Agreed. So, in addition to assault on a federal officer, the next one will be obstruction of justice, which is one of my personal favorites.
That is basically like, you know, that could be anything from you didn't talk to you stood here when we told you to stand there.
Or you talk too much.
Or are you sat on the ground and you refused to get up and move with them and they said that they had to drag you?
Yep.
That would be obstruction.
The next one, attempting to impede or injure a federal law enforcement officer.
Attempting to impede. So you're standing in the road and they're trying to drive their Bearcat over your tent.
I think this one would be you're standing in the road and they're trying to drive your cattle off of your ranch. I think that would be a better way of putting it.
Yeah, but, you know, basically, you know, you're preventing them from doing something horrible to somebody somewhere, so therefore impeding.
Yep. The next one, interference with interstate commerce by extortion. That one I found kind of interesting.
Extortion. Okay, so I can understand the interference with interstate commerce because they're preventing cattle from being gone somewhere, and then after they die, it could cross a state line somewhere or not. And we know that, what was it, like Wicker, 80 years ago?
Yeah, Wicker versus Filburn.
The Supreme Court ruled that by you growing wheat on your own property, you're interfering with interstate commerce because you're not buying bread that had grain that crossed the line somewhere. So I can kind of understand that one. Still no victim.
But I mean, but how are they extortion? How are they, what are they getting in return?
We want our freedom. We want you to not steal money from us. And therefore you're preventing FedGov from getting money, so you're extorting them.
Yeah, that one just blows me away. And this is, again, why I want to see the entire indictment. And several firearm charges, according to court records. And that's kind of where they leave it.
There was plenty of them out there. But that's probably why they were able to, 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago. It was like April, May.
It's why they, April, it's May. Why they were able to get away with what they did because of the firearms. And now, 2 years later, they're going to pick them off one by one. Now they're back in their homes by themselves. You know, they might not be carrying that particular day. And it's they're going to pick them up.
Well, and this is all, to me, my personal opinion, is this is all stemming from what happened in Oregon. Okay, the feds, because they were able to actually stop this, you know, literally by shooting a guy and arresting everybody in the middle of the high desert of eastern Oregon.
You think they're stepping up? They feel a little more confident in their abilities to take these people out?
Yep, and they are going to start picking people off one by one. What my question is, you know, where does it stop and how far does this net go? So I look at guys like Pete Santilli, who, you know, is named in the same indictment. He is a independent journalist. As far as I know, he was not a ringleader at Bundy Ranch. The only thing I ever saw the guy do was report what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he's facing all these same charges.
And is there more to the story that you have?
Sure. At a court appearance Thursday afternoon in Concord, an overflow crowd of DeLama supporters forced officials to move the proceedings to a larger room on the third floor of the courthouse. Supporters broke out into loud applause as DeLama was led into the courtroom, and he turned and blew them kisses.
Wow.
The 64-page indictment cites DeLama as one of eight defendants who planned, organized, led, and or participated as gunmen in the assault, all in order to threaten, intimidate, and extort the officers into abandoning approximately 400 head of cattle that were in their lawsuit and lawful care and custody.
We'll finish talking about this as well as the other arrest that happened today. And, of course, your call is 855-450-FREE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free call-in line. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we have Skype. Username on the Skypes is lrn.fm. We're talking about the arrest that happened earlier today of some people affiliated with the Bundy Ranch situation. From nearly 2 years ago, it was like April and May of 2014, and people are just now getting arrested for it. And there was speculation that I saw online earlier today, because the guy from New Hampshire, Jerry DeLamis, who was arrested, was, as you mentioned, Chris, involved with some Donald Trump organization. And so the headline that I saw was, Feds arresting Trump supporters.
Right, right.
And it's like, okay, yes, this guy happened to be a Donald Trump supporter, but that's not why he was arrested. Like, his offense was not supporting Donald Trump. Although, you know, that might be something that should be a punishable offense, because Donald Trump is a horrible, horrible individual. And, you know, for once, I agree with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney had a press conference today to state that Donald Trump was a horrible individual. And we've got Jim in New York calling in about Donald Trump. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Free shipping special for ProPureUSA.com.
Jim, you need to turn the radio off. and listen to the telephone, because otherwise you're going to be hearing us about 10 seconds later.
Okay.
Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I wanted to bring up the issue, since the corporate media has made a big thing about Donald Trump and David Duke. David Duke can support whoever he wants.
I don't think anybody is saying that David Duke could not support whoever he wants.
Well, the media is kind of saying that.
Well, this is a nationally syndicated radio show. That means we are also media, and we are not saying that.
I know. Well, that's why I listen to you guys.
So what actually did they say? What did David Duke say? How did he come out in support of Trump?
Well, he didn't come out and support him, but, you know, he's matching him up against the other guys. Look, I'm not crazy about Trump either. But look at what he's running against. Do we want another 20 years of the same crap? If you want that, vote for the other guys. I mean, I'm not crazy about Trump, and maybe we are kind of tossing the dice with him, but it's got to be better than what we've been through.
And you think Trump is going to be better than George W. Bush and Barack
Oh, yeah.
Obama?
Oh, yeah.
How so?
I don't think he's going to lead us into wars like we've been led into.
He wants to bomb the S out of ISIS. He wants to, you know, start all kinds of new problems. He wants to build a wall on the border and make Mexico pay for it. They're not going to voluntarily hand over money. He's going to have to send somebody in there to confiscate money from the Mexican government.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to hop right in the middle between you and Daryl and say that I don't think Donald Trump's going to be any better or worse. I think it doesn't really matter, and we're going to get pretty much business as usual, regardless of who fills the seat. I just don't really care.
Then it's time for a new third party.
In that we are in agreement.
Right. I think the country's ready for a new third party.
So why not support one of the national parties that already exist?
Libertarian Party.
Libertarian Party, Constitution yeah, Party, Green Party.
I was a supporter of Ron Paul, big supporter. And what they did to him in 2012 totally turned me off to the Republican Party. Totally turned me off till this day. So, and I think a lot of Americans feel that way. And maybe it is time for a third party. Maybe a Libertarian Republican Party or some other name. I don't think Gary Johnson can quite grab the attention as, say, like a Ron Paul or a Rand Paul. But I think the country's ripe for it. I really do.
I think the fact that so many of the Democrats are leaning towards the socialist Bernie and so many of the Republicans are leaning towards the Democrat who is Trump really shows you that, both parties are losing. They're losing touch with their...
They really are.
They are losing touch, but there are so many people that, you know, they might say, I don't really like this guy, but, well, he's definitely going to be better than this person from the party that I absolutely despise, so therefore I'm going to vote for this other person.
Right.
And there's a guy that I used to work with. He's a talk show host down in Birmingham, Alabama, my hometown. And to protect him from national scrutiny, I will not give his name, but I will read something that he posted on his Facebook a couple days ago when Alabama had their primary on Super Tuesday. He writes, I proudly cast my vote for Senator Marco Rubio this morning. Naturally, I hope Rubio wins and rolls on to the nomination, or wins Alabama and rolls on to the nomination at the convention in Cleveland. But let me make it clear that if Rubio falls short, the GOP nominee, whoever it is, will have my 100% unconditional support.
Yeah, that's the worst part of it right there.
Yeah, and then he goes on.
It's the same with the Democrats. It's like, all right, well, if Bernie doesn't get it, well, we all have got to vote for Hillary.
Yeah.
Even though you can't stand her, and we all know she's a war criminal, you still got to vote, Chris. We don't want them Republicans to get any ground.
Yeah, he goes on to say, the one thing that should unite us all is the concept that Hillary Clinton should not be the next occupant of the Oval Office. The quadrennial GOP circular firing squad cost us victory in 2012 and possibly 2008. So vote your conscience today, and please bear in mind that on their worst day, he writes, any of the Republican field is 1,000 times better than Secretary Clinton, Senator Sanders, or any of their ilk. I ask all of you who share our values to please make the same commitment. Staying home or voting for some hopeless third-party candidate will virtually assure a Democrat victory. I hope we don't have to learn this lesson again. And this is the reason that we don't have a viable, strong third party or fourth party in the United States, is because so many people buy into this on the Republican side, and as Conan pointed out, on the Democrat side as well, to where, well, our guy might not be good, but he's better than that other guy that's horrible. And I know I agree with, you know, this third candidate, but, well, that's just a wasted vote. Even though polls from Reuters and Pew and some of these other places, Gallup, they do it consistently where they ask people in, like, the spring of the election year, how likely are you to consider voting for a third party or independent candidate? And it's almost always 60%+ that say that they'll consider it, and then the election rolls around and your third party candidates get 3%.
Third party just doesn't have a chance, and nobody wants to vote for a guy who's not going to win. So that's a mindset that just needs to be changed.
Right, even though, you know, 60% consistently say that they'll think about it.
Yeah.
I'll think about it, but then the election rolls around and they fall back into the, well, he's not going to win, so I'm not going to put my money on that horse.
Right.
Voting in elections is not betting on horses at the racetrack. Jim?
No, I think the American people are very confused at this point in time right now. So confused. I kind of say to myself, you know what? Whoever the corporate mainstream media supports, that's what I'm going to vote against. Or whoever they, you know, dismiss or put down, that's what I'm going to vote for.
I can kind of stand with that one right there. But I don't believe that Trump and Sanders are as aloof as people make them out to be. I think they really are in cahoots with some of these. I know Sanders is in cahoots with big unions, and I know Trump is in cahoots with big business. So I mean, he might not be getting the main media, but he's, you know, he has supporters that I don't agree with.
Oh yeah, he's definitely got supporters that we don't agree with, and he's supported people that we don't agree with. Jim, thanks for the call, and your call's welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls welcome, 855-453. That's the toll free call in line. 855-450-FREE. And also we have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And just a reminder, we do have a one call per night rule. So if you have called in, then you do not get to call in again. We started off the show talking about the arrest of someone here in New Hampshire, Jerry DeLamis. He's the husband of a state representative who has gotten some media for saying some rather outlandish things, shall we say. And Jerry DeLamis was not the only person arrested today in connection with the thing that he was arrested for. He was arrested in connection to some charges from 2 years ago when the Bundy Ranch situation was going on in, where was it, Nevada?
Nevada.
And, well, there's a story from the Salt Lake Trib that says federal agents made arrests in 6 states, including Utah, on Thursday, rounding up supporters of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy for their participation in the 2014 armed standoff with federal agents. In all, 12 men were arrested, including 2 of Bundy's sons, Davey of Delta, Utah, and his brother Melvin of Round Mountain, Nevada. The men are 2 of the 14 children of Cliven Bundy, the 69-year-old Bunkerville cattleman, who last month was arrested and indicted on 16 federal charges related to a standoff near his ranch as part of a long-ranging dispute with the Bureau of Land Management over unpaid grazing fees. More than 200 people participated in the standoff 2 years ago, which resulted in the release of some 400 head of Bundy's cattle, in which had been seized by federal agents. In a news release, the U.S. Department of Justice said the arrest followed the Wednesday return of a new grand jury indictment in Nevada's U.S. District Court. The indictment charges 14 new individuals with one count each of conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, conspiracy to impede or injure a, it says, conspiracy to impede or injury a federal officer. I guess they mean injure. The other charge, weapon use and possession, assault on a federal officer, threatening a federal law enforcement officer, obstruction of justice, extortion to interfere with commerce and interstate travel in aid of extortion. And again, all 14 individuals charged with one count of each of those. The charges carry penalties ranging from 5 years to 20 years in federal prison.
Right. Wow.
And they're just, throwing a whole bunch of stuff at the wall to see what sticks.
And here's my I got a couple problems with this. First of all is, you know, number one, the net is getting wider and wider. It starts off with Clive and her name and Bundy, but now they're saying, okay, well, you know, for example, they describe Jerry DeLamis as a mid-level leader and organizer of the conspiracy. So when does it get down to the lower level leaders or people that were on patrol?
About 2 more years.
Yeah. Or when does it become people that supported them? That's my first thing. And the second thing is, forget everything else. I mean, this is just about guns. That's it. So if the Bundy Ranch situation went down and it was actually 200 or so protesters who showed up and linked arms together and walked across the desert and pushed those cattle out or refused to let the BLM pass because their arms were linked, of course, that would have never succeeded. But the charges would have never been anything remotely like this. What I'm saying?
Yeah. The article here continues. It says the indictment also alleges 5 counts of criminal forfeiture, which could require defendants to surrender more than $3 million in properties derived from the proceeds of the alleged crimes. The Department of Justice was actually one of their attorneys here. Daniel Bogdan said in a statement, the investigation began the day after the assault against federal law enforcement officers and continues to this day.
What assault?
I don't know.
I know.
It must be the taser assault where the guy walked up on the taser and got himself tased.
Hit the law enforcement officer's taser. Okay.
We will continue to work to identify the assaults and their role in the assault and the aftermath in order to ensure that justice is served.
Okay, so if we say assault enough times, then it actually happened. It's just sort of like if we say that these people are militia or militants or anything else, then that makes it what it is. This reminds me of some novel I've read. It just slips my mind. I think I read it back in 1984.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have not actually read that per se. I did listen to the book on tape when I was driving from Missouri to South Carolina, and I was somewhere in, I think, the middle of Tennessee when I wound up finishing the book, and I was so ticked off with how it ended, I almost drove my car off the road.
If you listen to the audiobook, get the one done by Frank Muller, who is no longer with us, best audiobook narrator in the land, or was, anyways.
Well, it was very well narrated. It was just the ending of the book where Winston Smith says, "I love Big Brother." I wanted to, like, smash my head against rocks with baby puppies.
I you know what? I just watched a film, Mads Mikkelsen, who's, you know, he's a, I think he's Norwegian. But anyways, he played in a Western called The Salvation, and it's, you know, he's just a up-and-coming, he's been in the States for a couple of years, and the whole town and the big bad gang turn against him, so you can expect the bullies, you know, you know what's coming from them. They're going to kill you, they're going to take your land, but when the cowardly citizens give him up to save their own, it was the same thing, it was the same kind of feeling. It's like, I understand this you know, they're people are the sheep and the wolves. They both make me sick inside. And I just want people to get away from that and be, you know, be individuals. You know, you'd stop running with the flock, stop running with the pack, and be individuals and open your eyes to the real concept. And that is, you know, it's all about slavery. And, you know, you should want to be free. And if you give your own people up, you know, which is what is kind of happening here, where the wolf pack is coming in. And they're testing the waters. They're seeing what they can get away with. They take it this long, and they're going to start clearing up the people who are actually standing up for our rights.
Yep.
And they're being taken out of action. They're being taken out of commission. And, you know, who is one of us? You know, it's left to the people who are just talking about it. Because I mean, would you have gone to Nevada?
In a heartbeat. It was not feasible, but I had conversations with a number of my friends. You know, can we make this happen?
Yeah.
But, you know, just we had just moved up here, not a lot of money coming in yet. It just wasn't in the cards.
Yeah, I mean, it was most definitely not feasible for me economically, but I don't know that I would, you know, maybe if it was in Manchester, you know, the next city over, I might, you know, do something like this. But, it's not in the cards for me to do something like this. But, you know, what would it take? Because,
right.
I mean, now we have someone from New Hampshire who is being arrested, who's being in these charges are being thrown, these ridiculous charges.
Right.
You know, and he could, you know, up to 20 years for like one charge, 5 to 20 for just one of those charges?
Each charge carries a possible sentence of between 5 to 20 years in federal prison. And depending on how happy the judge is on any given day, that could either be concurrent or consecutive.
Right. But just average it out to say 10 years and what, 8, 9 charges? How many were there?
I did not count, but I think it was somewhere close to a dozen.
Sure. But you get past 6 at an average of 10 years, you've exceeded the lifetime of pretty much everybody in here.
Right. And that's assuming that they do consecutive, which, you know, if they're having a bad day.
I don't think it'll be about that. I think it'll be about sending the message, just like they did with Ross. You know, it's going to be
Ulbricht, got 2 life sentences plus 40 years.
For running a website
where people sold things that may or may not be illegal in any given location. And I'm glad you mentioned Ross, because it will allow me to mention the fundraiser that is happening that Lynn Ulbricht announced a couple of weeks ago on this program at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. She was on the Friday night of that and mentioned that if you go to art.freeross.org, that's art.freeross.org, Ross drew a picture. It's titled The Trial I Saw, where it's the trial, his kangaroo court hearing, if you will, as he observed it. So it's the trial from his eyes. You buy a square for $1, it reveals a piece of the picture once it's all revealed. The original will go up for sale. art.freeross.org. And this is Free Talk Live, 855-450 free.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.